AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's time for the jurors to decide whether Boston bomber Johar Tsarnaev should be executed. The final witness for Tsarnaev, Sister Helen Prejean, the death penalty opponent who wrote the bestseller Dead Man Walking. She said she has met with Tsarnaev and believes he is truly sorry for what he did. The jury's already convicted him. Now they'll decide whether he should die for the bombings that killed three people and injured hundreds of others. Emergency crews are searching for the missing after tornadoes smashed through parts of Texas and Arkansas. Iowa and South Dakota got slammed, too. Chuck Allen is the fire marshal in Van Zandt County, Texas.
As of right now, we've had no reported fatalities, but we do still have 10 people unaccounted for.
That's in the small town of Van, Texas, about an hour southeast of Dallas, where at least 26 other people had to go to hospitals. Four people are going to court today in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, charged in the killings of two police officers there on Saturday night. Our Jay Reeves is in Hattiesburg.
Typically, not a lot happens during these hearings. The judge might verify their identities, determine whether they have attorneys. If not, that could be appointed defense attorneys. At some point, bail could be considered. It's not clear whether that would happen during this session or not.
In Tecumseh, Nebraska, two inmates have been found dead at a maximum security prison. Inmates took over at least part of the Tecumseh State Correctional Institution yesterday, though authorities have now taken back the prison. There'll be thousands more jobs in South Carolina now that Volvo has announced it's building a $500 million plant there. And a Picasso could sell for $140 million today at auction in New York. It's called Women of Algiers. It would be the most expensive painting ever sold at auction if it goes for $140 million. The Dow's down 30. This is AP Radio News. A new type of blood test is starting to transform cancer treatment, sparing some patients the surgical and needle biopsies long needed to guide their care. The tests are called liquid biopsies. Cancer patient Carol Linderman says the test told doctors that her breast cancer had returned, this time in her spine.
If there hadn't been this liquid biopsy test, they may not have found the cancer until I had developed symptoms. By then, it may have been too late.
The tests capture cancer cells or DNA that tumors shed into the blood instead of taking tissue from the tumor itself. Governor Andrew Cuomo says he is creating a task force in New York to investigate nail salons and crack down on worker abuse following a report of widespread exploitation and health problems of manicurists. The task force will recover unpaid wages. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.